This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission brings social media under Election Code of Conduct ahead of March 5 polls. 20.27% Nepal's population falls below poverty line. Prithvi Jayanti and National Unity Day being observed today, Head of State expresses best wishes to all on the occasion. And U.S. military strikes Islamic State group targets in Syria. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has brought social media activities under the Election Code of Conduct to ensure a free and fair House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5. The Commission has prohibited the use of fake social media accounts or pages aimed at influencing voters or undermining the election process. The code also bans the spread of misinformation, false content, hate speech, insults and defamatory material on social media, whether created manually or using artificial intelligence. Similarly, posting, reposting, commenting, live streaming, tagging or sharing any content with the intention of influencing voters is not allowed. Activities that harm the credibility of the election or damage the reputation of the Election Commission, its commissioners or staff are also strictly prohibited. The code further bars character assassination, personal defamation, violation of voter confidentiality, and any act that compromises the integrity and impartiality of the election. The Election Commission will begin enforcing the code of conduct from January 17. Around 20.27% of the population in Nepal is below the poverty line. According to the Small Area Estimation of Poverty 2023 and Assessment of Monetary Poverty in Municipalities and Districts by the National Statistics Office, 18.34% of the population in urban areas and 24.66% in rural areas are below the poverty line. The National Statistical Office released the report about the status of monetary poverty in Nepal using the cost of basic needs method. By province, the highest poverty rate is 34.16% in Sudar Paschim province, while the lowest is 11.88% in Gandaki province. The 304th birth anniversary of King Prithvi Narayan Shah is being observed across the country today with various programs. To honor the founder of modern Nepal, wreaths are being laid at the statue of King Prithvi Narayan Shah in front of Singhadarbar. Special programs are also being held in Gorkha, his birthplace. On the occasion of Prithvi Jayanti today, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, RPP, has organized a tea reception inviting the Prime Minister, senior leaders of different political parties, former Prime Ministers and distinguished personalities. Born in Gorkha in 1779 BS, Prithvi Narayan Shah ascended the throne at the age of 20 and led the historic unification campaign of the then small principalities laying the foundation of modern Nepal. He passed away in 1831 BS at the age of 52. Prithvi Jayanti, also marked as National Unity Day, highlights national unity, sovereignty and independence. Shah's teaching, including his description of Nepal as a yam between two rocks, remain relevant today, particularly in strengthening good governance and national integrity. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudal and Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav have extended their best wishes to all Nepalis leaving home and abroad, recalling Shah's enduring contributions and teachings. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has announced that its unification talks with the Ujjalo Nepal Party, UNP, have failed. According to RSP leader Shishir Khanal, a secretariat meeting concluded that repeated proposals by UNP leader Kulman Ghising derailed the unification process. The RSP stated that the unification process stalled because the Ujjalo Nepal Party put forward proposals different from the agreed framework. Meanwhile, the Ujjalo Nepal Party's Central Committee has officially nominated Kulman Ghising as its chairman following the party's split from the RSP and rejected allegations of bargaining for positions, stating that the unity effort failed due to the absence of a supplementary agreement on key issues such as inclusivity and federalism. This special general convention, announced amid opposition from the party establishment faction of the Nepali Congress NC, is set to begin from today, January 11, at Prikoti Mandap, Kathmandu. The two-day convention is scheduled to be inaugurated at 1 p.m. and chaired by Kathmandu NC President Krishna Sabuls Bania. The party establishment faction has questioned the need for the special convention, arguing that its relevance ended after the date of the 15th regular general convention was set and that membership preparations remain incomplete, and emphasizing that only the Central Working Committee can call such conventions, and suggested postponing it until after the March 5 general elections. However, General Secretary's duo Gagan Kumar Thapa and Biswa Prakash Sarma have urged delegates to participate, citing party rules that mandate a special general convention within 3 months of a formal request. The second Central Committee meeting of the CPN-UML concluded yesterday in Lalitpur, disclosing financial and organizational updates from the party's 11th National Congress. Party spokesperson Min Bahadur Shahi said the meeting approved essential amendments to party regulations based on changes made during the second statute convention, the 11th National Congress, and decisions of the Central Secretariat. In his address to the committee, chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli highlighted that the 11th National Congress brought 31% new faces into leadership positions, with 34% of leaders under the age of 50. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Kumar Ingnam has admitted that the problematic Cooperative Management Committee has failed to work at the expected pace. Speaking at a meeting with the cooperative victims yesterday, Minister Ingnam said the committee could not meet the aspirations of the affected depositors, stressing that the committee should act proactively to record statements of the victims and seize properties from those involved in embezzlement. The minister stated that although the committee has sufficient authority, it has been unable to work effectively due to a lack of expertise. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Anil Kumar Sinha has called on the Nepal Oil Corporation to focus on improving its institutional development and service delivery. Speaking at the corporation's 56th anniversary celebration yesterday, the minister urged the organization to strengthen its competitive edge. Addressing the same event, Executive Director Chandika Prasad Bhatt assured that the corporation is dedicated to ensuring a steady supply of petroleum products across the nation. Inspector General of Nepal Police IGP Dan Bahadur Karki has said that despite the difficult circumstances and huge losses, Nepal Police continues to work for the security of citizens. Inaugurating the Traffic Accident Reduction Special Campaign and Traffic Week 2082, organized by the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Office yesterday, IGP Karki recalled that during the Gen Z protest, various offices and buildings of Nepal Police were set on fire and the structures and equipment of the traffic police were severely damaged. Inspector General Karki urged that Traffic Week 2082 be considered not just a formal program but as a campaign to increase citizens' awareness. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States and its partner forces have carried out large-scale airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. The BBC has quoted the U.S. Central Command CENTCOM as saying the strikes were conducted on Saturday on the direction of President Donald Trump. The operation was launched in retaliation for a deadly Islamic State attack on U.S. forces in Syria on December 13. CENTCOM said the strikes aimed to weaken the Islamic State group and protect U.S. and allied forces in the region. However, details on the exact locations of the strikes and possible casualties have not been disclosed yet. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the parts of the country today. Mist will persist in most areas of the Tarai region till noon. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission brings social media under Election Code of Conduct ahead of March 5 polls. 20.27% Nepal's population falls below poverty line. Prithvi Jayanti and National Unity Day being observed today, Head of State expresses best wishes to all on the occasion. And US military strikes Islamic State group targets in Syria. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.